Welcome back to All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz. President Obama is now home in Washington today after a week-long trip to Europe and Africa. His visits to Russia, Italy, and the West African nation of Ghana gave him a chance to reconnect with some old U.S. allies and work out the kinks with some former adversaries. NPR's White House correspondent Scott Horsley was along for the ride, and he joins us. Scott, we're starting to get a picture of what might be called the Obama Doctrine. What is that?
Well, one theme that emerged this week is that as America's trying to build international cooperation, it has to lead by example. If the U.S. is worried about the spread of nuclear weapons, Mr. Obama says, it has to be willing to reduce its own nuclear arsenal. If we're concerned about global warming, the U.S. needs to take steps to reduce its own greenhouse gas emissions. A second point that the president hammered on again and again is that he wants to find ways to cooperate even with those we sometimes disagree with, whether that's Moscow or even the Pope, for example. They don't see eye to eye on abortion, but during his Vatican visit, he again promised to seek common ground. Some will say this opportunistic form of cooperation that Mr. Obama is talking about is naive or Pollyannish. Others might say it amounts to, you know, cold-eyed realism.
Well, how did that play for the president on this trip?
It was a mixed bag. Mr. Obama and his Russian counterpart did agree on a framework for reducing nuclear weapons, but a dispute over U.S. plans for missile defense in Eastern Europe was sort of pushed off down the road a bit. At the G8 summit in Italy, there was progress in terms of long-range carbon cuts by the industrial countries, less accord on what to do in the short run, and really pretty little agreement with what to do about the developing countries like India and China. Mr. Obama acknowledged these shortcomings, but he said the point of this week's diplomacy was that even a superpower can't solve the big challenges all by itself.
None of this will be easy. As we worked this week to find common ground, we have not solved all our problems, and we've not agreed on every point, but we've shown that it is possible to move forward and make real and unprecedented progress together, and I'm confident we'll continue to do so in the months and years ahead.
Scott, presidents often seem, you know, most powerful when they appear on the world stage with Air Force One in the background. He's now back in Washington. It's not so easy for him here.
That's right, Guy. You know, he was asked during his conference, news conference after the G8 summit, what's harder, dealing with Russia and Germany and the other players around that table, or dealing with Congress? And Mr. Obama said, no contest. Dealing with Congress is tougher. You know, the commitments the U.S. made on climate change at the G8 summit, for example, you know, the U.S. House barely agreed to that level of carbon cuts recently, and there's still an uphill battle in the Senate. Mr. Obama said part of what he tries to do in dealing with other foreign leaders is think about the domestic political challenges each of them face at home. Well, he faces those very same domestic political challenges himself.
And Scott, his last, President Obama's last stop was in Ghana. That must have been quite emotional for him as the first African-American president to visit sub-Saharan Africa.
Emotional for him and definitely emotional for the Ghanaians as well. It was a brief visit, but he deliberately tacked this on to those other diplomatic missions. Mr. Obama says he doesn't want to deal with Africa in isolation from the rest of the world, but as an integral part of it.
Your prosperity can expand America's prosperity. Your health and security can contribute to the world's health and security. And the strength of your democracy can help advance human rights for people everywhere.
You know, Guy, for Ghanaians, Mr. Obama is sort of the personification of that connection between Africa and the rest of the world. They've embraced his success as their own. And as he took off from the airport last night, you had the feeling he was carrying some strong ties along with him.
That's NPR's Scott Horsley on the president's trip this past week. Thanks, Scott, and enjoy your time back home.
Thanks. Good to be with you, Guy.